Hello and welcome to Matt Struck and Great Podcast. This evening, it's just myself with Alex Broadley. The two of us have got the time off. The other two boys are still hard at it. So we're just going to have a bit of a natter and see where we're at. So good evening, Alex. How are you doing?
All right, Matt. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thank you. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. All right. A bit tired for someone who does not so many hours. I'm a bit tired, but I'll power through for the people. You know, I'm committed to the cause.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we'll do our best to keep everybody going.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Exactly. So how's work been? You been anywhere nice?
I did something a bit different last. I tend to work Sundays if I can. And this Sunday, I had a late delivery. I'll tell you where it was. It was Topps Tiles down at Leicester.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock at night.
All right.
So I thought, all right, bloody hell. So I thought, well, do you know, that's not bad because I start at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm still got all day Sunday, aren't I? You know,
yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'd end up getting tipped there about half past midnight or something like that. And I thought, right, and this is something I want to say. End up, because I was loading out of Tewkesbury Monday when I woke up. And like, I went down to Gilda's truck stop, mm-hmm. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant place.
It is, yeah, really good. So I parked up in there 2:15 in the morning. But, you know, like, do you know what? Amazingly, it was quite full as well. You know, I struggled to get a space.
All right.
But 6:30 in the morning, I could hear this bloke belly laughing. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. What the bloody hell is he laughing at 6:30 on a Monday morning? Who laughs like that at 6:30 on a Monday morning?
Well, clearly this bloke.
Yeah, clearly this bloke right inside my bloody truck. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to sleep and I go, ha, ha, ha. All right. So anyway, you know, before I had to get up and say, oi, you, pack it in, stop being so happy, I fell back asleep anyway, so at the end of that, like. So yeah, I've had a easy couple of days, really. Today yeah. I stayed at Imnum Truck Stop last night. They said to me, you've got a delivery at Great Bear at Harworth, just down Doncaster. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, what time's that? 11 o'clock. We can't get in there before 11, you know, 10:45.
Yeah.
So I didn't start this morning until 9 o'clock.
Lovely.
And then I went down there, got there for 11, and I was on the bay about 4.5 hours. Do you mind waiting to get tipped? Yeah,
no, so,
and I tipped that. Loaded Sheffield, didn't intern, and just back to Leeman. So I'm in Leeman's now, parked up for the night.
Yeah, so fairly steady old day then.
Oh, yeah, easy, yeah. I was parked up at 6 o'clock tonight, yeah, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, fair enough. So you're involved in a bit of an incident recently as well, though, weren't you, which you want to talk about?
Right, yeah, I do want to talk about this for one reason mainly. The other week, I'm not going to go into the details of where it was or what happened and things just because, you know, basically I was the first on the scene of a fatal accident.
Yeah.
And I started off in the morning, came out of the truck stop, the services where I was parked, up the road. And next thing you know, there's a lorry and he's got himself in a predicament. And I was like, the road was blocked. So I went walking up to see what's going on. Says the guy, all right, mate, yeah. And he, when I got past his truck, it was totally destroyed on the other side. So I says, yeah, you okay, mate? Yeah, yeah, I'm fine. So I says, oh, what's up with the car? Like, he says, he's trapped in there, he can't get out. So I went up to see if I could help him.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a bit of first aid training like we all have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to do anything I can to help, really.
Yeah.
But this guy was in a really bad way.
Yeah.
There was obviously nothing I could do to help him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went to see the driver of the lorry. I said to him, are you okay, mate? He went, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm okay. I said, no, seriously, are you okay? He went, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm all right. I'm all right. I said, no, mate, this is not a joke, mate. Seriously, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
He went, listen, he said, I'm fine now. It's probably going to hit me later, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I said, right, okay then. So with that, there were still cars trying to squeeze round, do you know what I mean, and get past it.
Yeah, people don't care, do they?
No, they don't, they don't. So me and another lorry, we stopped the cars and, like, we said, look, you've got to turn around. It's been an accident, mate. You can't get through. So they all started turning round, and with that, you could hear the sirens coming and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a big believer, just don't get in the way of the emergency services. They're far more qualified.
They know what they're doing.
If they want to speak to me, they know where I am, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I left them to it. And then, tragically, the guy passed away in his car while they were trying to get him out.
Yeah.
So it transpires that the car driver was at fault.
Right.
I'm not going to say what he'd done or anything like that, but it was his fault.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, right? Now, this is serious, and it did get me thinking, did this. Mobile phones. right? Now, the lorry driver has done nothing wrong. As far as I'm aware, he's done nothing wrong. He's trundling down this road, minding his own business. His car's done what he's done and he's copped it, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to listen to talk radio on a morning, right? But I like Mike Graham. He's a bit right-wing and, you know, I like listening to him, Mike Graham. He got the sack and he's now doing his own breakfast show on YouTube.
Right, okay.
Right? So I play his breakfast show. He's on for 3 hours, 7 mile 10. And I play his breakfast show on my phone.
Yeah.
But it's a video content, you know, it's live. Do you know what I mean? It's filmed live and that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, because I play it through my radio on the Bluetooth and I listen to it like a radio station.
Yeah.
I thought, I wonder how I would be in that situation of that other lorry driver if I'd had an accident and I was playing Mike Graham's show through my phone. They get hold of my phone, because obviously they're going to take your phone off you.
Yeah.
Am I going to get nicked for driving on due care and attention, all this, because I've got this on my phone, even though I'm playing it through my speakers?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what I want to say to people. Look, just be aware a bit, you know? So I saw a DVLA, Child Services, stopped, and I put this to him. I said, right, mate, this is what's happened. This is what I do. He says, right. He says, I understand what you're doing, right? And he says, it's not an issue. But that phone has got to be put away in a cupboard.
Right.
Right. It's got to be in a locker, in a bag, in a cupboard. Because if you get stopped and that phone's playing, even though it's even though you're listening to it on the radio, he says, you're going to get nicked.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
He says, you are going to get nicked. And in the event of an accident like that, he says, what you've described to me, you're going to be well in the shit. Do you know what I mean? He says, you are going to be looking at in a lot of trouble,
because essentially they're going to think you're watching a video. Even if you're not watching
exactly. So it's filmed live. And another thing is, I listen to is We Are the Overlap football podcast, Gary Neville, Roy Keane, and that, you know,
right?
But that's a video as well, but I listen to it through the radio. Do you know what I mean? As like a podcast. So he did say to me, he says, and like, so that lorry driver could have had that on his phone. Right? Listen to it like a podcast, listen to it through his radio. And now, because he's had that fatal accident, he's going to be in a load of trouble, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Potentially, and,
And I do not want any other drivers going through that just purely by mistake. If you're watching the phone and watch, he says, we have drivers, we've stopped them watching videos, stuff like that on their phones, on laptops. He says, they're in a lot of trouble, right?
Yeah.
But he says, you've got to remember as well, in the event of an accident, he says, you could be incapacitated.
Yeah.
You could be unconscious in an accident. There could be people killed, right? And your phone's come out of the locker because the lorry's pretty much destroyed and it's landed face up.
Yeah.
You're still going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Although we listen to stuff like that and it plays on videos, we can pull it on, play it through the stereo as Bluetooth. We've got to be aware anything playing on our phone is classed as watching a video.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, well, and I just don't want other drivers getting in trouble.
So yeah, any video is, even if you're not watching it, it's still considered you're watching a video rather than like this podcast is just purely audio. There's there's nothing you can watch, so you can listen to this legally through your Bluetooth.
Yeah, you can do. Yeah, but there's loads of stuff you can listen to on YouTube. Loads of stuff you can listen to, like a radio station, stuff like that. But if it's playing like a live video, you've got to have that. You've got to have that away somewhere, you know. Just turn your phone onto the black screen, shove it in a drawer, something like that. But be aware, in the event of an accident, if your drawer busts open, all your stuff flies everywhere, and bearing in mind your phone's going to fly out and all, right? You are potentially, I mean, you could be looking at a stretch in prison.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, you know? Mm-hmm. You could be looking at a stretch.
Yeah, so basically, just don't listen to any videos as such.
Be very careful where your phone is.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's probably realistically, no one's going to be putting their phone in a bag in a cupboard, because obviously when that runs out, you're going to want to change to something else. It's all right if you've got like CarPlay or something like that, but if not, you've got to stop and faff about. So, yeah.
I drive a next gen Scania. I've got a next gen, and I've got a couple of drawers here. I pull it in the drawer. That's what I do simply now, to be honest. It's in the drawer.
Yeah.
When it's finished, I can just change the radio station back onto radio or whatever anyway without actually touching the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's on for 3 hours on a morning anyway, and normally I'm at a delivery by that point. I turn it off and go back to radio and stuff, you know, DAB radio. But that driver, it just made me aware, thinking that he could have that on his phone, just listening to it.
Yeah.
Now he's been involved in a fatal accident, which somebody's lost their life. He's going to be investigated fully.
No, absolutely.
He's going to take their phone off him, and if he's got it on his phone, they're going to chuck the book at the poor bloke, and he's done nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's well worth bearing in mind, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a worry, isn't it? Do you know, it is a worry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's especially as, again, he's the innocent party as such. He's not done anything wrong, and he's just getting on with his day, thinking that he's doing right because he's just listened to it. He's not watching it, but by the letter of the law, because it's video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your phone in a drawer out of the way, do you know? Just be aware, mm-hmm. if you are going to listen to, like, someone on YouTube and that, your phone's got to be well away, because if anything does happen, God forbid, and nobody expects it to happen.
No, that's it. That's exactly
nobody
it.
Expects it to happen. Nobody goes out driving and has an accident on purpose, do you know? It's just, you need to be well aware. Yeah. They will go through your phone.
Yeah.
They will do a drug and alcohol test on you.
Yeah.
They will check any CCTV. You know, like, you've got to be whiter than white. You've got to make sure you've ticked every box. You know, you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at the end of the day, we're professional drivers on the road, and the car drivers, as we've seen, generally aren't, are they? So, you know, we've got to be held to a higher standard, again, purely because of the size of the vehicles we drive. So,
yeah.
But, I'm preaching to the converted here, aren't I? So, but yeah, it's well worth, like I say, people bearing in mind, it's obviously made you think about it. So if it makes one other person think about what they're, or how they're listening to stuff as they go, it's a worthwhile message, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because to be honest, we all do it nowadays, don't we? There's loads of stuff you can listen to, you know, football podcasts, football, cricket, rugby, whatever you want to listen to, interviews, stuff like that. You can just play it on your phone through your speaker, and it's a good listen, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, crikey, when I started, it was cassette tapes.
And
obviously, because of the size of them, having to take a limited amount with you in the cab, and choosing what you're going to take for the week. Me and a good mate of mine, we used to make each other mixtapes of our various different songs that we liked and swap them just for a bit of variety. It was brilliant. But
do you know what, right? That'd be a wicked idea, wouldn't it, right? You do a mixtape for him, right? Yeah. And he does a mixtape for you, and you've got to listen to the whole tape.
Yeah, that's what you see all the time. It was great, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Right, this week, Matt, I'm doing your tape, right? Okay, fair enough. Let's see what we get.
Yeah, I suppose you could... You could do it in a modern way, couldn't you, with making a playlist for people on... Because I have YouTube Music, so you can make playlists there. So I don't know whether you could share that. You must be able to figure out a way to... Perhaps we could set something up on the podcast, do a Matt's Trucking Great Podcast playlist, if people maybe submit their favourite tracks, and we'll make a...
You know what, right? There's one person, right, we both know, right, and I ain't having a playlist off him. No way. Carl Norfolk. No way.
Oh, I would, 100%.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, great. Some great punk music there, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not listening to any of Carl's music. It'll make me ears bleed.
Yeah, well,
my eyes.
I'm more concerned about some of the people who like some modern country. That's what I'm
doing. Yeah, that's it as well, yeah. See, I'm still stuck in the 90s with me rave music, my hands in the air, my whistle posse and stuff.
Oh, mate, so am I. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast today with Rob Tessiero and that, you know, it was brilliant, really good.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I think I'm going to look into that, and perhaps we'll create a Matt's Truck and Gret podcast playlist and see if we can put it out there on something like YouTube Music for listeners to listen to and see who likes what. How does that sound for an idea?
Do you know what would be wicked if we could do it, right? Is we could get loads of people to sign up to this thing, right?
Yeah.
And then every now and again, every day or every once a week, we have to send somebody a random playlist and they've got to listen to it.
Yeah.
To see what you get back. Just like our mate Croppy off the CB app, he might send you something he said, I ain't listening to his again. No way. Yeah. Carl Diddley says, I ain't listening to his again either, though. He could keep that one.
I look forward to hearing from Carl when he hears this and see what he says.
Yeah, he'll be laughing, he'll be thinking, I know what he means. I do agree.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm gonna look into that as an idea and see what we can do. I think that could be good fun.
Yeah, it could. Yeah,
absolutely. So speaking of fun, what we're going to mainly talk about this evening is a topic, funny enough, it's suggested to, by a good friend of mine, Neil, who actually created the ident for this podcast. He works for GoFetch, where I do a bit of work. And when I mentioned this to Alex, he was all over it like a rash, because him and his good mate talk about it all the time, apparently. So we're just going to have a bit of a chat about some of the best liveries that are on the roads.
Yeah.
And yeah, probably not the worst ones, but some of the best ones, and just see where it takes us. So I'll let okay. Give me some of your favourite examples then, Alex.
All right. The Scottish Hauliers.
Yeah,
Scott Lee Transport.
Yeah,
Scott Lee. Absolutely mega. Yeah. Love Scott Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
Steams a Wick.
Yeah, Steams a Wick. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Classic livery. Not really changed over the years a great deal, has it? And it's just...
No.
Because you don't need to.
No.
I'll always remember, speak to Stevens, when I was a teenager, we went on holiday to... around the top of Scotland and whatnot, and we end up in Wick, and my dad actually, incredibly for him, actually took some time to let us to decide what we want to do. So we went and found, I don't know whether it's Stevens Yard or their workshops or something, but it was something to do with Stevens of Wick in Wick, and they actually had a white 143 top line streamline. So rather than it being like the maroony colour, it was white but still with all the pinstripe and all, and it looked fantastic. So I'd love to know, Gordon Miller listens to this and he's from up round that way, and I'm sure he drives or has driven for them, so he might might know the story about that. So even though it wasn't the actual like maroon colour, it was white with all this, it still looked bloody brilliant. And I took a photo of it because I was an anorak and I still am. But yeah, Steams of Wick, Scott Lee, they're when I was leaving Kelsall this year, they were loading up some of their classic trucks onto their low loader, and they just look that they've got it's an F10 or an F12, and I can't remember which one it is, and it just looks absolutely stunning in that blue.
Blue colour is just beautiful, isn't it? That light blue colour.
Oh yeah, and it's just it's not over the top. It's just simple, and it looks absolutely brilliant.
I always said to me mate that I'm an anorak like you, mate. I love my trucks, right? And I always say about, when you're on the dock in Calais, right, and you watch the boat come in and you watch all the trucks come off, and there's always a couple that'll catch you. I think, oh, that's a nice truck, don't you? Oh, that's all the white ones. And then you'll see one come that's painted off, painted coming off. And like when I worked at Yeardley's, before they changed it all, well, that truck in BY was just coming in, and now they're white trucks with stickers on and stuff like that. But the old livery with the red and the white and the yellow wheels, and it being the Brian Yeardley Continental on the side of the trailer, used to look really good. I really liked that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I always think about, you know, you sat on a dock in Calais, you're watching the trucks come off, and there's always one or two, and you think, wow, that's really, you guys just watch it come down the ramp, and you think, wow, that's a lovely truck.
Oh, yeah. And it's... It, at the end of the day, it's a like 50-foot advertising board for your business, isn't it? And dear old Bob Carter would always say to me, I would never understand why people run about with a plain trailer when you can. It's a moving billboard. Advertise your business. Get it out there. Because Trans UK, he was told when he designed his livery. So for people who don't know, Trans UK from back in the 70s, their livery it was black roof. Then it was Massey Ferguson grey with a white stripe and a red chassis. And he was always told by people, you can't have your darkest colour at the top. It has to be at the bottom. And so he's just like, no, I don't. I can have a black roof. And so he did it the other way around and it stands out. And I think it looks great. Another great livery that's instantly recognisable because it's topsy-turvy, essentially.
It's just nowadays when everybody's come away, if it longs the leads, when I worked there, when I first passed my test and that, you know, in late 90s and stuff, you know, the blue and the red, the white donut trims on and stuff. It was a nice livery, you know what I mean? You used to see them coming. That was a longs the leads truck. Do you know what I mean? There's Scott Lee. Oh, there's a Scott Lee truck there, isn't there? PC Hamilton. There's, do you know, SNT. You know, you see them coming, don't you? And you recognise them.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, like the only other fleet you recognise is DHL because it's bright yellow, isn't it?
But it works, doesn't it? Because as soon as you say it, that's a DHL. And I remember years and years ago as well, I was going somewhere with my older brother. I think it was going to the children's convoy, and it was early on a Sunday morning, and we could see, I can't remember which bit of road we were on, but in the distance I could see a green truck. And I just said to him, that's Mason Brothers. And as it got closer, there it goes. And it was, and he's like, how on earth do you know that? It's like, that green, just tell a mile off, that was Mason's. And they They've stuck with the green. I don't know if it's stick. It's probably stickered on now. And I
vinyl wrapped on and that.
Yeah, I think so. Ian Moxon hopefully listens to this. He'll be able to confirm it or not. But they've stuck with it. It's changed. I think because it is a wrap, they've changed it ever so slightly. But it's still that striking green and red. Yeah. And yeah, I think they, you know, that looks nice as well.
It's like when I used to work for Devaney's as well, European TW Devaney and Leeds. They had a lovely setup with the blue and the red and all that, you know, all the writing on the side. And it was all done by hand, was the writing and that. Yeah. Obviously, later on, it all got done by stickers and stuff.
Yeah.
But again, it was just, he went down the route of just white trucks, but his trucks look brilliant. You know, some of the photos I've got, they're fantastically, you know, coloured. Mm-hmm. Another one, Ian Rogers.
Yeah.
Ian Rogers, right? He's stuck by his livery, hasn't he, for the years.
Yeah.
And it looks great. You can spot one coming a mile away, can't you?
Yeah, especially if you're going up through France. There's one. There's another. Yeah.
Exactly. The A26. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice they've kept the Kent Vale livery as well.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know, these companies now, and I can see why they do it, because obviously it's resale, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
because, you know, they just peel the stickers off, stick it on the forecourt, and it'll go, won't it?
Well, but that's it.
It's not fun in it anymore, is there, you know?
No, it's a shame. But, yeah, I can see, as we all know, margins are tighter, especially if it's a lease truck as well. And I can't remember off the top of my head now, unfortunately, but I was told it was something like, if you had it painted like a different colour than white, the resale was going to be about £5,000 less because it's not something that's readily available to be adapted. And also, this day and age, the vast majority of the trucks that are on our roads are kind of fleet specky, middle of the roady, nothing special, and they're just going to be exported to Africa. They're off to Africa or the Middle East, Asia. Once they're done with here, they're gone, aren't they? They're not that massively sold on as such. So another one from down my way, which is only a small hauler and doesn't go particularly far, but people might well know, is Terry Seaman. If you know him.
He used to have the Fodens, didn't he?
That's the one, with in brown. And it's chestnut brown.
Mm.
And I think that stands out. And it's all, I don't know if the sign writing is still done by hand. It always used to be. And it was up until fairly recently. He does, each truck has an individual, like, farming sort of painting on the side.
Which, a theme to it.
Yeah. And that was always hand painted by a local guy, but that is now vinyl sticker of of an old, like, painting or whatever.
I tell you an old school firm, right? And one passed me today, you know, Lawson's at Cockermouth up in Cambria, right?
Yeah.
On the coast. They do a lot of long loads, you know, like metal steelwork structures and stuff like that.
The green ones. Yeah.
But they're all done by hand as well.
Yeah.
All the lettering. It's all done by hand. And it's an old school livery as well. You know? They still buy it.
Yeah. Green and red, aren't they? They look cracking. I see recently on Facebook, somebody, I think it's Lee Elliott, put some pictures up. They've got a little DAF CF, but it's like a heavy hauler for moving nuclear flasks.
Yeah.
That looked really cool. A little flat roof CF, like 6x4 CF. With this big, like, modular trailer for moving the heavy nuclear flasks. That looked cool. But yeah, they there was one of theirs at Drifter Style Show last year, and it was just polished to within an inch of its life.
Well, you know, like, another one is, we've got where we live, HP Alts, Craig Butterfield's, where he works.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, the red and green. Now, do you know what it is? I'm gonna be honest, not sure the red and green works, right? But it is their livery and it's on all the trucks, you know, they've all sprayed.
I think it works because they colour code a lot of it. If it was just the cab it wasn't done with the rest, I think it wouldn't work. But because it's all done, you know, right, you can't just do the cab and then leave the chassis and the wheels and stuff. You've got to do it.
I mean, I'm a massive fan, right, of colour coding.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
Right. I think, you know, like, it's like these people, I mean, don't get me wrong, listeners are going to be like this, and they buy their light bar off Cuda, whack it on the truck, there we are, I've got my chrome light bar. Very 2010, isn't it? All right? You don't see the Dutch doing that, do you, or the Scandinavian? Everything's colour-coded.
Yeah.
You know?
Wheels.
And, like, Al Gaffo, he's got some trucks. He's got one truck left now, he's sold some. But he's got the light bars all done black, the perimeter kit's all done black, the truck's black, everything, and it just looks really good.
Yeah.
But you've got to get everything colour-coded up.
See, I think, like your diesel tanks, your wheels, you know, As nice as a polished set of alleys are, I personally colour code them or have them white with like your Dutch or Danish pinstriping around the edge of the wheel, colour coded donuts.
Yeah, yeah. I did my wheels, did it myself and that, and I've done them black. What have I done?
You're driving it.
I can't remember. I did them as well. I did white edgings, black white donuts, and then black wheels. I think I've done right, yeah. But it does. I like it anyway, you know. But it's just color coding. It's brilliant, you know. It makes the truck. Yeah. Makes the truck.
Yeah.
But we'll do a post on Facebook. What's your favorite livery?
Yeah.
Post a picture and that and see what comes up and that. There'll be loads, won't there?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you another great one, which Andy Froude, who listens to this, who's the little guy in the little DAF working for Thomas Bors.
Thomas Bors, right? Oh, man, right? They are beautiful, their trucks, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Based at Hook of Holland, as you come out of the port, they're there on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
I was going to apply for a job there once, you know, like Hans Corbin, who works there. And he said, I'll apply for a job. We're after a UK driver at Killingholme and that. Yeah. But it turns out they wanted a bit more than a driver. You had to do the forklift first, Transship all the trailers about, and then go and do your days. Well, I thought, I'm not doing that. That sounds a bit like hard work, doesn't it?
Yes. Sounds like a squeaky in gym having to do an actual day's work rather than what me and you do, lord it about for a few hours and park up.
Yeah, exactly. Just wave at everyone and carry on going, you know.
That's
it. That's what they wanted at the time. I don't know if it's still like that now, but... Yeah, basic killing, I mean, someone's yard, but the trailers would come off the boat. You'd have to start transshipping them with the forklift, and then you'd have to get your trailer and go do that. Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, seems like a lot of hard work.
But their trucks are immense. But do you know, I remember I was in Ulsterby with Hans, and what's his name? Was it Jella? Jella? Who's like the Volvo?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I can't remember now.
Yeah, Jello, his name was. Anyway, they were saying when they get a new truck there, they have a barbecue and a party.
Really?
To welcome the truck home. They open the warehouse up and all the wives come, the kids come, they have big barbecues and drinks. Yeah. And the truck will be there in the warehouse, all shiny and glitzy, waiting for its new driver.
Yeah.
And everybody has a great big party for the truck coming home.
What if they do that in the UK? Because it what always staggers me is. So we're talking about Thomas Bors. They've got the Dutch trucks are stunning. So are the English. So are the English ones. They are. I think they're a slightly less or lower spec. I think.
Yeah. The Dutch ones have all the S cabs, don't they? And then I think the English have R cabs or the DAF XGs, but they don't have any mirrors as well, which would put me off. No mirrors.
But they're still done to that same standard as a Dutch. The livery's the same color code and blah blah blah. Then you've got. Yeah. Then you've got like Freightline, another Dutch car, and they're blue and white ones, yeah. And their Dutch trucks look great, they really do. Yeah. But the English ones are just, it's like someone's turned up at chassis cab or Volvo trucks and gone, right, I'll have that one, just slap a little bit of blue paint on, and that's it. And they look terrible.
But again, we discussed this on another podcast, didn't we, about the Europeans. They actually love their trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? They actually love their trucks. Their drivers, they look at lorry drivers as a good profession.
Mm-hmm.
In this country, they don't. They just look as a truck as a means to an end. It's a tool, part of a job.
Yeah,
you can't tell a trailer without a truck. That's it, right? And that's
true.
How they look at it, don't they? And they don't look at us as drivers thinking, oh, yeah, that's a great job to have, do they? We just look at us as someone on their shoe, really, don't they?
Yeah. Another one, Bring, the Norwegian in green.
Yeah.
Because the same thing, the European ones, cracking, the ones they've had over here, just garbage. Yeah. but
I know, but it doesn't take much, does it? You don't have to chuck a load of money, you know, doing this one, this and next thing to it to make it look good, you know, just a bit of colour coding, do the wheels, you know, and all that. And it changes it around.
Yeah.
It's like I do a lot of truck polishing and stuff. Like I used to do shows and all that sort of stuff. And when I'm doing a truck up, right, like this one, for instance, the first thing I always do is the wheels,
mm-hmm.
right? I always do the wheels because the wheels will instantly change the look of a truck.
Yeah.
Right? Clean them all up, respray them silver. I've actually put it out to do it, right? I mean, I don't mean to sound like it's somewhat hard, but it's just, you know, to do your edgings, you put playing cards in all the way around and stuff like that. Stop it overlapping onto your tyres, right? And, you know, do your wheels, do your hubs, colour code your hubs to maybe the truck or whatever like that, you know, just don't leave it that chassis grey. It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, just simple things.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't take much to start turning it round.
Yeah. You know, even if it's not the most highly spec truck that you that's going, you can still do a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Do the wheels, right? Do the wheels, and the wheels will turn it round completely.
Yeah, literally and metaphorically.
Yes, yeah, literally, yeah, yeah. But I tell you what, Harrison's at Tarleton. He spends his money on his trucks, doesn't he? He knows how to do a truck, doesn't he, Lee Harrison?
Yeah. Yeah, they all look really good, don't they? Yeah,
they do, the fridges and everything, you know. He does. He's got a lot of fleet spec, right? He's got a lot of fleet spec, but he's got some real good cracking trucks as well.
Mm-hmm. This episode of Match Trucking Great Podcast is kindly sponsored by CUDA UK. CUDA offer one of the largest ranges of truck accessories in the UK and Europe, partnering with well-known brands such as Hadley, Nedking, Truck Chef, Strands, TomTom, Lightfix, and many more. Shop online at www.cudauk.limited.uk and use a discount code TRUCKINGGREAT for 10% off your next order. Thank you very much, CUDA, for your support. We really appreciate it.
Richard King's another one.
Is he still going?
Yeah. Yeah,
well, admittedly, I don't get out and about as much as what I used to, but I saw one of his old trucks the other day and I thought, I haven't seen a Richard King for a long time, so I didn't know whether he's still going.
Yeah, they just do the M62 shuffle, I think, don't they, from Trafford Park to Killingham, don't they, with the ECS boxes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's all they do. Is like, that's as far as I'm aware. I mean, you'll probably get something. Well, I go to here and I go to there, but yeah, but I think the majority of their work's Trafford Park.
Well, if it's paying.
Killingham.
Yeah, if it pays, do it, don't you? It's like,
yeah, that's it, yeah.
Mike Kirby's from up your way somewhere. That's all he does is take trailers across to wherever they ship to Ireland.
Liverpool.
Yeah, because a mate of mine when I worked for him at Trans Am, when it was time off time, he'd go and work for Mike, just tramping across back and forth. That's all they do. Yeah, just filling the land bridge.
Yeah, that's it. We've got a couple of subbies from Liverpool on a Sunday that come across and pick up trailers.
Yeah.
Take them straight for Ireland, like, you know.
Yeah. Because I know my mate used to say, can't I just go to Ireland? It's like, no, you're not going there. Exactly. Pick this one up and come bring back.
Yeah. There's one waiting for you. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't need to go that far, do you? Don't get too excited.
No, exactly. And for a big fleet as well, I think Fagan and Wally look really good.
Yes. There's a guy on TikTok, Paul the Bearded Trucker. Mm-hmm. He's on for them. He does a cracking job at polishing his truck up. Like, it does look really smart.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if they are final wrap now. I guess they probably are.
I don't know, but you still got a good shine on final wrap. You can still polish up final wrap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean I could be very wrong. They could be still actually painted.
Yeah.
But again, it's nice that, because they've been around a long time as well, haven't they, Fagan and Wally?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they're an old-fashioned haulier, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And it's nice that they've not just gone to Accountant White and, you know, with just some stickers with a name on, which, you know, a lot of people do. So
Pollock, Scotland used to be a lovely livery as well, didn't they?
Yeah, now part of Gregory Group, aren't they? So
it's
going to slowly sort of disappear, isn't it, into the ether.
Slowly fade out, won't it? But, you know, they're some of their pictures. I mean, I think if remember rightly, you can look on their website and it's got a whole gallery of old pictures and everything on it.
Yeah.
And their trucks look really good with the open sheeted trailers. And
They were instantly recognisable, weren't they?
They were.
Again, another, there's so many Scottish hauliers like that, wasn't there?
There's loads of them up there. There still is, do you know?
Even Malcolm's of Brookfield, again, a big haulier, but still keeping that livery going. You know, but even if they have got some white trucks, they look the part because they're colour coded stuff.
Yeah, I think. Well, we've got a depot down here at Castleford.
Yeah.
So I'll see their trucks quite a bit, and some of them are polished up and look really smart. Like, you know, drivers make an effort and that, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them are just, you know, fleet motors, like you say, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another good fleet, isn't it? But then, you know, like, you look at the fleets like that, and they used to have depots all over, didn't they? But I don't know if they do anymore. It's about Haydock and all sorts, did Malcolm's, didn't they?
I'm sure they've got or did have a place at Rugby as well.
I'm not sure.
I don't, because I don't get out much now anymore. So
no, I know.
It's like, because we've got a few different episodes of the podcast planned where I can't really actively participate anymore because I don't go anywhere.
Everybody around Thetford Forest.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, if we do a podcast about King's Lynn and Red Lodge, I'm your man.
What about Felixstowe? There used to be a lot of chop firms down there, didn't there?
Yeah, yeah, they did. I'm just trying to think. I mean, at the moment, there's a young guy called John Coos, and I've probably...
Yes, right, Coos Trucks, K-U-E-S, or something like that. Yeah, his trucks are mental, really nice.
Yeah, well, the reason being probably is, well, not only is he mad keen on them, because we've been planning a bloody magazine article, and I must speak to John again. His dad is Dutch, so he's half Dutch. As he said to me, he's got one clog on. So So he's inspired by all of that straight away, and you can it comes through a mile off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, like you look at him and you see Coos's truck. I love it. And I follow him on TikTok, and I said to him, "Trucks look amazing." You know, he was, "Oh yeah, thanks," and that. You know, we had a little bit of a chat about it, but. Yeah, he does seem like a really nice guy, like you say.
Yeah.
But his trucks are just, they're beautiful. Yeah. But it's the pastel blue as well, isn't it? It's the pastel colour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That really works. It's understated, you know?
Yeah. And it's
not in your face, is it?
No, it's similar to Freightline, but it's a different shade.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and he's, I'm not going to quote him because I can't, without going back through our chat so as to what sort of inspired him for a lot of it and whatnot. So, because I don't want to get it wrong, but yeah, if John's listening, we must reconnect and get this Bloomin' Magazine article sorted out, because we started it as keen, and he's proper keen as well. He's in there on a Saturday with his boy fixing stuff and doing things, and you know, we've got a lot of mutual friends, and you know, we know an awful lot of people together and whatnot, and he's a good bloke, John is. He's a bloody hard worker, so which is nice to see in this industry, isn't it? And makes a change.
Do you know what, right? You can't fault right working for a bloke who's in the yard washing down trucks and stuff like that, can you?
No,
do you know,
no,
that's
not
the sort
at all.
Of guy I like working for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, it's just I can work for these big blue chip companies. I know it was on our WhatsApp group talking about Tesco and that. I've done Asda's and stuff like that. You know, on the agency, I just could not do that full time.
God, no. So soulless, where you're just a number, that'd just be horrendous.
But, like we were saying on the WhatsApp today, that Stobart's, when I used to do weekend work there, you were just a number. You was a number on the door.
Yeah.
So you'd have the number on the door, like H1429. You'd go into Crick and say, H1429. All right, they'd look, H1429, that's it. Yeah, this is your next job. And that's how it was.
Not even a name.
No, not a name, no. But it was a cracking job at the time, so it was okay.
Yeah.
They had a good livery, didn't they, Stobart? I mean, knock them as much as you like, right? Their trucks look quite smart with all the green and red and stuff like that, you know. They did look good.
They did stand out.
They did.
Yeah. Like I say, love them or hate them, you know, they... And it was uniform, wasn't it? They were all like it.
Exactly, yeah.
And they were always well presented. And, I mean, I didn't particularly agree with the whole shirt and tie thing, but bringing up the standard of driver appearance isn't a bad thing necessarily, is it?
No, exactly. Do you know? I mean, don't get me wrong, I could be world's worst for me. Do you know? I'm sat with my girlfriend's shorts on.
don't want to know.
No. I was going to show you, but maybe
no,
I
please
won't.
Don't. But I dare say you probably never saw an Eddie Stobart driver in a shirt and tie with a high vis on over the top.
No. Well, my mate, I worked with him at Freightliner, Phil Bradbrook. He worked at Stobart's with the shirt and tie, and he got reported for driving along without his tie on.
Really?
By one of the other drivers. By one of the other drivers. I got a bollocking. He worked when they had the office, well, just down here in Normanton. They had the idea.
Yeah.
And he got reported for driving along without his tie on by one of the other drivers.
I suppose he could just argue, well, I had it on, he's just lying.
Exactly. Yeah. No, he must have seen it, do you know?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Have you ever seen them Wren's Kitchen trucks?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When they've got the picture of the toilet on the side of the driver's door, so it looks like you can see the top half of the driver through the window, and the bottom half looks like he's sat on the toilet.
Do you know, I don't think I've seen what I've seen, like pictures of stuff similar, but that's a great advertising part, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd like that, to be honest. Do you know what I mean? So you see the lorry coming along, and underneath the window's got a giant bloody toilet there. And with legs on it and everything, legs on it, you know, sticking over the end of the pot. And then the driver sat there with his steering wheel.
I suppose in a way it's a great livery, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. Do you know, I don't know if I'd be so keen on that, you know?
No, I wouldn't.
If your mum saw me driving, everyone was...
on the toilet.
yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'll tell you what, speaking of big companies, UPS, I've always liked their brown. I think that's... And again, they colour-code wheels.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're fully colour-coded, aren't they?
Yeah. And they delete the manufacturer's badge.
Take it off.
Yeah, it goes back an awful long way because there used to be a company called IPEC as well, a Dutch company, and they did the same thing. And I think UPS bought IPEC in the end because it was parcels and stuff like that. But the reason for deleting the badge was because the DAF Mercedes, whichever one it was, basically weren't paying to advertise their brand on the truck, so we're removing the badges. And that's that's why they get rid of the badges. They still do it to this day. So I could be wrong, but I'm sure I read that many moons ago in a truck magazine. That was the reasoning behind it.
I remember reading in one of the truck magazines about UPS, and that might have been the same one you read. And they teach the drivers, you know, in the vans, which way to get out of the steering wheel, do you know, like to go into the back of the van to make it more economical, so they do less steps, you know, which foot they're going to put forward. Yeah, you know, because in their cab, the driver's cab in the vans, you know, in their big ones.
They're big, funny things.
They've got a door in the driver's cab area.
Yeah.
They actually used to teach you which way to get up out of the truck to be most economical to get in and get back out again.
Because them big old UPS vans, they're all on a Mercedes chassis, like a Vario chassis on it. And some of them are really old, aren't they? Because I think the van bodywork's all aluminium, so it outlasts the rest of it. And I think they just plonk the old part of the van onto a newer chassis.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just take it off, unbolt it, and pull it onto a newer one.
Put on another one. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? You know,
because
it's an American design and idea, and it's come over here, and it's obviously working.
So, I tell you another firm I like, Maguire's International, right, in Ireland, you know, Monaghan, aren't they?
Maguire of Monaghan, yeah, the blue, yeah.
That blue of theirs is made specially for them. That is their own colour.
Is it really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That is their own colour. You won't be able to buy that blue off the shade, off the shelf or anything like that, you know, it's specially made just for them. That is their colour.
Yeah, because, again, the Scottish... Cracking fleet, Irish. So there's some absolutely stunning trucks come out of Ireland, aren't there? There's a crowd, I think they're called Fagans or something like that, and they've got these yellow DAFs. I don't think they come over here, but they do tank containers and stuff like that. And they, so you're probably not aware of them. I can picture them. The Irish boys who listen to this will probably know who I'm talking about. I'm sure it's spelled F-E-G-E-N. And when I used to go to Dublin a lot, I'd always see them there, and they looked absolutely stunning. It's bold, sort of yellow, some red pinstripe and stuff like that. They look absolutely cracking. Hannon, another...
Hannon's. Yeah, I see a lot of Hannon. We used to be on the boat with them out of Rotterdam over to Hull.
Yeah.
And they used to have a special agreement. They had to be downstairs on the bottom deck at the front of the boat ready to get off.
Really?
They had a special agreement. Yeah, they had a special agreement with P&O.
Yeah.
I don't know, to go out of Holyhead or wherever they go out of, but they had to get straight across the 62 on the next boat from P&O. Yeah. So they had an agreement. We've got to be first off here.
Yeah.
Out of Hull, gone straight over to there to get the next one.
As long as the M62's not shut.
It's such a bloody nightmare, isn't it? Yeah, but Hannon's, it's a good fleet. All's got nice trucks and that, you know.
Yeah, really good. And I think the son, Hugh Hannon?
He's got his own as well.
They look absolutely cracking. So, I don't know anything about him, but I'm presuming he's doing the same work sort of through the same channels.
I don't know much about what they do, to be honest. The thing is, what I think a lot of them do, I think they... Aren't they just doing flowers out of Rotterdam or something?
I think a lot of it is flowers and farm. They've now got a pharmaceutical side, haven't they?
Right. Well, they'll go all over with pharmaceutical stuff, won't they?
Because they've actually got a different livery.
Is that the HPL one?
Yes. Yeah, Hannon Pharma Logistics. Because I think it's got like the DNA strand sort of into the livery.
I knew it was part of Hannon's their group, but I didn't know. But when you said it is a different livery, I thought that might be HPL.
Yeah,
but. The Hannons themselves, I don't know. I something tells me that they're off on one boat, back on the next, just picking up flowers and stuff out of Rotterdam, but I might be wrong.
They have got a depot in the Netherlands somewhere. I can't remember where exactly where, but yeah, it's not far off the boat somewhere. So yeah. But it just seems as well, going back to our previous podcast about banning curtain siders, most of these... most of these fleets aren't curtains, are they?
No. Bitches and stuff like that.
Admittedly, Fagan and Wally, yeah, curtain siders.
Fagan and Wally are tall trailers, aren't they? Yeah. Another thing I'd ban, get rid of them. They're on the list.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But yeah,
double deck, they can go.
But a fridge or a box just lends itself so much nicer. For putting a good... And speaking of fridges, one we said off air, and going back to my mate Neil, who suggested this to me, Davis International.
Yes. What is it on the back? Super Calibre,
Super Calibre Frigo Logistics Import Export Davis or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Now, ironically, my mate Neil absolutely hates strap lines. He despises them. He said, I love Davis. I thought they've always looked great, except for that bloody strap line on the anything. Yeah, yeah. And I'll get voice notes from him. Like, I've just seen... S's of Belgium. It's transpossible. Yeah. He's like, what's all that about? I'll just get these random rants from Neil, which is just wonderful.
Jack Richards, you are following one of the best. No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, I might have been many years ago, but not anymore, mate.
No, not anymore, mate. No, I'm not following one of the best at all. Do you know?
Yeah. And again, Jack Richards, that was a lovely livery.
When
Jack owned it, yeah, and it was all nice and simple and
family firm. You know the old school family firms. You know, I mean, I don't know, Matt. Is there many left? Old school family firms.
Well, quite a few of them that we've talked about aren't they? Presumably, I presume the Fagan and Wally, Hannans. Scott Lee, Cuses, Steams and Wick. You know, they've not been bought out by these conglomerates and whatnot because. Their livery has remained, isn't it? So
yeah, but then you've got other ones. I think Pollock's, like you said, are owned by Gregory's, which is owned by, is it Connexia or something like that?
Gregory are the main one, aren't they? Because they own Pollock, because Connexia and Gregory's are separate.
Right, okay.
Yeah, definitely, because Gregory's have bought all sorts. Gregory's and Swains of Kent seem to go on a buying mission over the last few years, and they've bought loads of different companies, haven't they? Because Swains bought Express Freight. Hallett Silberman's and an awful lot. And again, Swains have got a nice livery in that dark green with, you know, the old English writing.
Swains of Stretton, the blue ones.
Yeah. Yeah,
lovely, really nice.
Yeah, and then you used to have Lloyds and Ludlow as well out that way with a similar look. Yeah,
What was the other one? Cadwallader's out on West Street.
Cadwallader. Long gone now, aren't they? Caddies.
Long gone. 30 years, something like that. But it's like one of there's another one. Do you know? Like you'd see it coming, you think that was one of Cadwallader's there. Do you know what I mean? You'd a mile off, wouldn't you?
Yeah. There's been some amazing ones in the past as well, isn't there? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, crikey, we could be here all day going through them all, couldn't we? As we said at the start, so.
Yeah. But I love fleets and I love people that paint the truck. My boss, right, he paints his trucks black.
Yeah.
And I've said to him, I said, well, why don't we do it blue? Because we're subby to Lehman's. Well, I'm subby to Lehman's. I said, Lehman's blue trailers, you know, it'd look good.
Yeah.
I like black. All right, okay. At the end of that conversation then, do you know what I mean?
Well, what about black and blue?
Yeah, well, that's it.
I suppose if Lehman's aren't paying for it, I suppose.
No, it isn't. It's his trucks. It's his train set, like they say, isn't it? I've got well, do what you want.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm just trying to think of it. You know, I mean, Edwin Shirley's. That's another one.
Edwin Shirley's stand out a mile.
I mean, Trans Am with us. I would say were as great as they were livery wise. Edwin Shirley's is more iconic just because it's much more. In your face.
It's in your face, the ceiling on the side and stuff like that. But Transam's got a good fleet, you know. It's fly by night, do you know? Yeah. Like fly by night stuff, do you know what I mean? It sticks out. You spot it coming.
It does. It's not because I used to work for Transam and I don't like fly by night, but the fly by night split livery, I'm not a fan of personally. I don't. Again, it sticks out a mile. You can spot them a mile off, and you know it straight away. But I just don't like the split down the middle of the truck. That's just my personal opinion. And there's bound to be fly-by-night drivers who think the Trans Am But that's terrible.
People being a bit narrow-minded. Isn't it? I don't like Trans Am because it's Trans Am. I don't like Fly By Night because it's Fly By Night. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And just... I preferred when Fly By Night had their older livery with like the turquoise and white, sort of as one on the cab. That looked nice. But when they've gone just like light bluey green and dark bluey green, split like halfway down the middle of the cab. I'm personally not a fan of it. I think it looked better in the older sense.
Yeah, I just think you could make that look nice with tech straps done and hubs done, and you know, it just it'd look good.
But. Yeah, if a bit more thought was put into it. But again, it's like a lot of them as well. But what was interesting as well with Edwin Shirley's, when in the old days before they went bust and Trans Am bought them, the subbies that they had the reverse livery, so they had a yellow truck with like the purple stripes.
Yeah.
So you could tell it was a subby because it was like a mirror image of the Edwin Shirley livery, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And again, that looked good. And again, stage truck, simple silver, black writing, job done, isn't it?
Anything but white.
Anything but white, basically. Well, having said that, goes back to what we said near the start, Thomas Bores, that their majority is white, isn't it? You can
make... but it's the way they stage the blue colours, don't they? Start like a lighter blue, going on to the next blue, and you know, it does. Thomas Bores, they are mental looking trucks because they do the trailers the same as well, don't
they? That's it. Yeah. All the trailers look great as well. So
yeah, they do. Yeah.
One thing I seem to think nowadays, I think, I don't know if it's just me becoming a bit of a grumpy old man as well, but when I look at the shows, an awful lot of it does look the same. People don't seem to. They seem to be doing exactly the same thing in exactly the same format, just with slightly different shades of a colour. And just see a bit of thinking outside of the box would be.
But is it that a lot of it's been done before, and you've been around such a long time, you've seen it all?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's the current trend is for this particular way of being, and sort of most people are doing that. Just like everybody sort of seems to have stripes and the same sort of thing. I think you could just, there's a lot more you could do with doing your liveries. Again, like a Thomas Bores style thing, doing it slightly different.
Your truck and your trailer, it's a blank canvas, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's advertising. Like you say, it's advertising, right? Why not go a little bit different so you do stick out?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So when people see you coming, right, they'll think, right, oh yeah, there's that truck, and then they'll give you a ring.
Yeah,
hey, I've just seen your truck.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Now, thinking because I'm just because I'm getting to be an old man and I'm stuck in the 90s and whatnot. I personally really like airbrushing if it's done well. If airbrushing's done badly, it does look terrible. But if it's done by someone like Matt, who's probably the best out there. If it's done like that, it looks absolutely stunning. And you don't necessarily have to have the trailer match. That truck will just look phenomenal. And I'm a big fan of how the French used to do it. They would generally have like the main focal point, which was usually a woman, and then surrounded by like some scenery or something like that, but keeping it sort of fairly simple and some of the futuristic stuff. And it was just, I would prefer airbrushing over stripes and stuff like that. If it's done well, because we all know examples of ones that aren't done well, and they just
you just look at me and think, oh my god,
but
what sort of price do you put on that nowadays? You know, like the margins are tight and stuff
that's
like
it. That's exactly it. You can't, the cost of it to run, unless you're doing specialist stuff or as a hobby truck, and the amount of time off of the road to get it done in the first place. You've got to be very dedicated to be getting it done, realistically, haven't you? So,
I mean, my boss, like, you know, he's like, I don't know how these people run 770s. He says, I don't know how people can run 770s on some of the work they're doing.
You don't need to.
Looking at the price of them, there's some lads, right, that have got them on agriculture work, and where their main money isn't trucks.
Yeah.
You know, like it's moving cattle or diggers and things like that. You think, all right, fair enough. But there's some people running them on general haulage, and I don't know how they make it work.
Containers out of Felix, though, it's just like, that's their battle.
How do you then, once you've paid out your 200 grand for your truck, 220 grand, how can you justify? I mean, what's airbrushing? 20, 30 grand now?
I honestly wouldn't know.
No,
wouldn't know, but I'm sure we could find out. But it's mad, isn't it?
So. Oh, I'll tell you, a really good firm. I love their livery. I don't know why I haven't really thought about this already.
Yeah.
Boughton's down at Melksham.
Boughton's, yeah.
Pastel colours again. Pastel blue and a pastel, like, reddy pink colour.
Yeah.
Love their stuff. Apparently, they've got some lorries. Driftfield now, but...
okay.
Yeah, their colours. It used to be Eat More Chips.
Yeah.
That's what it used to be. Eat More Chips, didn't they?
That's it, yeah. And they've got Drink More Milk as well, I've seen as well.
Yeah. I can't remember what it is. No, do you know what, mate? It was when I lived in Southampton, I worked on the shipyards. I was in the docks all the time, and I could see their chugs, and I'm sure it was Eat More Chips all the time. But yeah, they had Drink More Milk, didn't they? Drink More Milk.
Well, they used to load out of, I think it was Lommel in Belgium, frozen chips to come back.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wrap this up, just because if I don't do it now, we're going to go on literally all night.
Because
I just started thinking Frigga Scandia from back in the day, you know, Thermotransit from Denmark, you know, some absolutely stunning. So what I think what we'll do is, because if we finish this off now, but what we'll do is ask the listeners for maybe their favourite.
You've gone all dark, Matt. You need 50p in the meter.
I do, mate. It's because we've been talking. It started out light. It's now gone dark. But you're seeing my better side, I think. So I think that if the listeners tell us their three favourite liveries of all, past or present, of all time.
And get
to us on the socials, whether it be TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, however you choose.
Right, and that will run and run. Do you remember when Chucknet, what was it?
Classic Hoolies of the 80s.
Chucks of the 80s or something. It went on for like 200 pages, didn't it?
Oh, was it? Yeah, Ashley Coggill started it. It was way over there. And such a shame Chucknet's gone, because all of that has disappeared into the ether. It's such a shame.
Yeah, I had loads of photos on there that I could go back to and stuff like that, and it's all just gone.
So let us know your three favourite parcel present trucking liveries from,
but try and keep it on one thread, not like a page full of everybody's different ideas. We'll try and keep it on one thread, right? So maybe Matt will put his, say, look, this is what we're going to do, and he'll put his three on, and then everybody else has got to put their three on underneath Matt. Do you know what I mean? So we don't all plug it up with 200 people all putting three photos on different threads.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. We're going to have hundreds of posts, but who cares?
Exactly.
Well, I look forward to this one coming out and seeing, especially from people from outside the UK, as to what theirs would be. So when you've got Americans and Australians and stuff like that, it would be stuff that
Swedes, they're up there.
Swedes, Norwegians, Gallagher's in Switzerland
and stuff like that. They've got it all going on.
Vogel of Austria.
Ebner's, Jimmy Glavin's truck.
Yeah.
Ebner's. Yeah. Sounds out a mile.
I would probably say Vogel of Austria is probably my favourite. Favourite fleet of all time. They are, and their Christmas photos are just mind blowing. Absolutely fantastic.
Vogels are brilliant. Yeah, I saw one of theirs in Germany once, parked up, and he had, even on his nut covers, it was all the letters were done on there, like, you know, all painted on and everything.
Attention to detail, isn't it? We shall cut this one loose now, mate, because you'll have to get to bed. I've got to get to bed. So it's been, for a very ad hoc last minute one, it's been great fun, I think.
Yeah, it has, yeah. Do you know, it's got miles and miles to go as this one as well, hasn't it? Once you start talking about fleet liveries,
right,
just the UK, and then you start on about Europe and stuff, oh my God, man, it could go on for hours.
Yeah, well, I think this is a subject that we'll definitely revisit. Once this has gone out and we've got some feedback, we'll arrange another one, maybe with one of the others as well, to get their input, and we'll revisit this topic.
Especially the Irish lads, like you say, that fake vegans and, you know, like what's on over there and stuff, you know, it's really good to see, you know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it gives us all inspiration, doesn't it? So,
yeah, it does.
Yeah, definitely. Right, mate, we shall get out of here. It's been great fun, Alex. Thank you for joining me.
Okay, mate. Okay, see you later, pal.
Yeah, I'll speak to you very soon, buddy.
Yeah, bye, mate. See you later, mate.
Bye.